NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Darian Woods.
And I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. And it is Thanksgiving. Every year at The Indicator, we check in with one of our very favorite indicators, the Thanksgiving Index.
That is right. The American Farm Bureau tracks the price of about a dozen items that make up Thanksgiving dinner for 10.
Veronica Nye is a senior economist at the American Farm Bureau.
Of course, that includes the turkey. It also includes pie crust, pumpkin pie, whipping cream, dinner rolls, fresh cranberries, whole milk, frozen peas, sweet potatoes, a veggie tray, and stuffing.
The Farm Bureau has been tracking the price of Thanksgiving since 1986, when the cost of a dinner for 10 was $28.74. But this year, well, let's just say there's a lot to dig into. And we'll get into that after the break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One. Capital One Auto Navigator can help you find a car, get pre-qualified instantly, and see your real monthly payment without impacting your credit score. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms and conditions apply. More at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
The Thanksgiving Index typically doesn't jump around that much, but the last couple of years have seen some major index drama.
Yes, they have. Last year, for instance, Thanksgiving dinner was the cheapest it has been in 35 years once you adjusted it for inflation. Economist Veronica Nye says part of the reason for that was that demand for all things Thanksgiving dinner was way down in 2020, since so many people stayed home and didn't, you know, gather with a bunch of people or try to tackle a 16-pound bird or, you know, make a bunch of pies.
So demand was down, supply was high. That pushes prices down. But this year, Thanksgiving travel is bouncing back in a big way, and so are prices.
So that basket of goods compared to last year is up 14%.
Today's indicator is $53.31. That is the price of a Thanksgiving dinner for 10 this year. It's 14% more expensive than the same meal last year.
That's really high. That's a lot. That's a big jump.
It's a sizable jump, but I, of course, as an economist, I want to dig down into those figures.
And Darian, we wanted to dig into them too. So?
Yes, we got out our economics knives and forks.
Yes, we did, literally. And we asked each member of Team Indicator to look into the price of one ingredient, see how it had changed.
And Indicator's giving.
I'm not the biggest cranberry fan, but I do.
Producer
like
Julia Ritchie bought fresh cranberries.
This year, they're $2.98. So that is a price increase of about 10%, almost 11%, really.
So cranberries cost about 11% more than last year. And the CEO of Ocean Spray apparently started making the rounds on the media to try to do some damage control.
He actually describes this as the Super Bowl for cranberries.
So according to him, prices for cranberries are up because of the rising cost of labor and packaging.
And he's like, there's not enough truck drivers to deliver the cranberries. And also the cost of plastic, which is what the fresh cranberries are in.
Next up, our senior producer, Viet Le. He came with his favorite Thanksgiving item, 12 packaged dinner rolls.
Bread products are probably my favorite part of Thanksgiving because I hate turkey and cranberry sauce. So this was perfect for me, absolutely perfect. So in 2020, they were $2.66. In 2021, they were $3.05. Which is a percent change of 14.5%.
That's like double-digit inflation. That's major.
Well, I do, as I said, I love rolls, so I'm willing to pay for it.
A lot of time and labor goes into making rolls. So rising wages and the hiring squeeze in the U.S., that's probably pushing up the price of rolls.
Our intern, Taylor Washington, tackled veggies.
So last year, green beans cost $1.50. And this year they cost $1.58, so that's a 5.3% increase.
Do we know why they got more expensive? Or
yeah, I don't know what's going on with the green bean market. Was I supposed to have green bean banter? Like, I didn't have any green bean banter.
That's a tall order, Taylor. No. Green bean banter. Never underestimate the market power of green bean banter. Our producer, Brittany Cronin, brought dessert, which was actually three ingredients.
Okay, so first is the pie shell, which I paid $2.91 for, which is up 20% from last year.
Pie shells, they're a lot like bread rolls. There's a lot of labor and packaging, so the price jumped a lot.
Whipped cream, though, didn't move that much. The price only rose by a couple of percent. The pumpkin filling also got pricier, about 7%.
And I would like to say that my pie was like 3 ingredients plus pie assembly, so I would like to throw in the cost of my labor to this as well.
Yes, which is probably rising quickly, right?
Definitely, yes.
Kate, you have like the main event of Thanksgiving.
Correct.
This is our editor, Kate Kincannon. She looked into the price of a 16-pound turkey.
Last year, a turkey costs $19.39. This year, it costs $23.99. So that's about 23%.
The price of a 16-pound turkey went up by 23%. That is a huge jump.
And part of this has to do with last year. So remember, nobody traveled. Demand for turkey was extremely low. Farmers reacted this year by raising fewer birds. And so when the demand shot up, there weren't as many turkeys to go around this year.
And then rumors started circulating about a turkey shortage, so people started buying their turkeys really early, which created an actual mini turkey shortage, which pushed prices up. In fact, Kate herself had a hard time finding the pre-cooked turkeys that she always orders.
And I actually had to use the old-fashioned phone. I was calling all these people, pleading with them. You've got to have just like one little turkey left. Oh. And no. There was a very brief moment, Stacey, when I was worried that I was not going to be given my boys turkey this year. And that would have been pandemonium if there'd been no turkey.
Turkey pandemonium was avoided. But economist Veronica Nye says that this happened all over the country in the turkey market. So there was this uncertainty about whether people were going to host large Thanksgivings this year and invest in a big bird.
And of course, that disrupted the supply chain and the finely honed science of holiday promotions and markdowns. And Veronica said that and a bunch of other things have prices just jumping around way more than usual. So that is our Farm Bureau Thanksgiving meal. But, of course, Darian, this would not be a public radio Thanksgiving without some good old-fashioned dietary restrictions.
That is correct.
And as our resident vegetarian, we asked you to venture outside of the Farm Bureau's Thanksgiving Index and into the dark and tangled land of tofurkey.
So I went to the supermarket and I bought not a roast turkey, but a plant-based celebration roast.
If I show this to you, that's it.
Can you see how beautiful that looks?
What shape is that?
It's like a puck or something.
This is our low carbon future, everybody.
Okay. So the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis actually researched tofurkey versus turkey. And now in the last year, soybean prices have jumped a lot, almost 50%. But tofurkey, still very cost effective.
Yeah, so the average global cost of poultry is about 6 times higher than the price of soybeans. So there's a lot to celebrate about the celebration loaf.
Yes, there is. Also, Veronica Nye, our Farm Bureau economist, points out that even this pretty expensive Thanksgiving is quite affordable.
The total cost for a family, you know, of 10 for this Thanksgiving dinner is still less than $6 per person. So it's still an incredibly affordable meal.
Now we're going to tell each other what we're thankful for.
I do this every year to my family, and they hate it.
It's that time of year.
Yep, my mom tried to make us do that one time, and, like, the vibe just, like, died. Everybody was like... It got so awkward.
I love it.
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Julia Ritchie with help from Gilly Moon. It was fact-checked by Taylor Washington. Our senior producer is Viet Le. Our editor is Kate Concannon. And The Indicator is a production of NPR.
Happy Thanksgiving!
From The Indicator. Also, we would like to know what your favorite Indicator episode of the year was. Send us an email, indicator@npr.org, with favorite episode in the subject line, or you can tweet us at The Indicator. Whichever episode wins, we will play it with a little update.